WWE, the custody of a child will be determined in a match. Oh, I knew he was going to do that.
Hulk Hogan is a jabroni, heart of a bride, but my boss, the Stephanie Tran, is not jabroni.
Let's get a horse in time, fool.
Put that cigarette out.
Will you stop?
What's up, Drunk Marks? Welcome to this week's episode of 205 Jive. I'm your designated host, Adam. With us, as always, are your legendary drunk historians.
This is Eddie, Woozle Wuzzle.
And this is Scott. It's Ghetto Blaster time, fool.
All right. So, for this week's episode, we are going to be doing a watch-along with a favorite match. Before we jump into that, what are we going to be washing ourselves down with?
I'm drinking the Drake's Hefeweizen, local brewery right next door to my house.
And unlike Ed, who's supporting local breweries, I'm going white girl, and I'm drinking Truly Pineapple.
You're so white.
So white. Ooh, did you hear that?
Sound good.
Hold on, my wife has something to say. Hold on, my wife has something to say.
Yeah.
Okay, carry on amongst each other. I need to go reset my TV so Shannon has music in the room while I record. I'll be back in like 2 seconds.
Okay.
One, two. You're slow, you lazy ass.
We're a minute and a half into the podcast. She couldn't have fucking said this a minute and a half ago.
Guess not. Wow. But then again, that's Shannon. Everybody, you remember her from some of the New Year's episodes and the Valentine's Day episode. You might remember sound bites like this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. She's as drunk as we are. So why don't
seven
you go
up.
Ahead and
I'm making seven and, up yours.
I'm back. That was quick.
You want to tell everybody what we're going to be doing tonight?
Crisco orgy. No, I'm just playing.
Whoa. I didn't sign up for that.
Doing that.
But I'm down.
Maybe next time we're all on lockdown. All right. So for I'm sorry to disappoint you with that one. Maybe baby oil then next time, or canola oil. This went downhill really quickly. Let's bring this back to a high note. We're going to take this one back to the year of our Lord, 2005, when ECW has made its return to WWE and to general conversation and relevance. We're going to go over one very specific match that Eddie and Scott will go over. They have a lot of fun watching history about it. This is the match between Mike Awesome and Masato Tanaka.
Yeah, so this is one of our go-to matches. Like, so whenever Scott comes over and hangs out and we're drinking, we have a few things we do. We'll go on YouTube, we'll watch Iron Maiden videos, and we go to the WWE Network and we watch Mike Awesome versus Masato Tanaka at ECW One Night Stand. It's one of our favorite matches. Is this the match you've seen the most times, dude?
I think it might be. Yeah, considering how many times we've hung out drunk and then been like, dude, put on Masato Tanaka and Mike Awesome. Like, this is the go-to match every time we hang out.
Yeah, I have to have seen it 50 times easily.
Yeah. Yeah, same. We've watched it so much.
Yeah, I remember watching it when it was happening. Like, the entire pay-per-view was fantastic. It would be a good one to do an episode on. But
like this one,
the whole show was great, but this match in particular was just absurd.
Oh,
how crazy it was! It was nuts.
Yeah, a dude almost died.
Yeah,
how many times?
At least once. He almost got brained, but we'll get to that.
Yeah, it was fucking wild. The whole thing, front to back, was just ridiculous.
It's
it was
insane.
Like, it really was. I mean, like, I hate to say it was too much, but if anything was ever too much, it was this.
But in the best way possible.
Exactly. Yeah.
And
right.
And need I remind you, you're saying that this match was too much, despite the fact that the following match, Dudley's versus Tommy Dreamer and Sandman, Dreamer got he got put through a table that was lit on fire. So you're saying that this
you know
one
what?
Is too much.
I don't even remember that.
Okay.
Like, that's how great this match was, that the match with the fucking flaming table, I don't even remember hardly.
Yep.
I mean, I remember it, but barely.
Yeah, this was the real main event.
This match stole the damn show.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Okay.
I mean, watching this, this is like just pure ECW in the form of like some fundamental wrestling, but they could both afford to be fighting or that extreme and that violent.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah. So we've gotten
the great showcase.
I've gotten several requests to do watch along episodes, and I've listened to a lot of watch along episodes, and I think they're pretty cool. So I hope this goes well. I hope this is like half as good as some of the ones I've listened to. Like, I've listened to like Stone Cold do watch alongs of his matches, shit like that. But they seem to be kind of like a thing that people like. So that's why we were like, okay, we should do a watch along because people want to hear that. And it was kind of a no brainer to go to this match. And I guess I might as well just, you know what? I'll just put this out there. We already, our first round of tapings, we did a watch along of this match. Scott was half asleep. I was blackout fucking drunk.
Oh, dude.
And
yeah, you were as drunk as a person's ever been.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah, I was naching hard that night.
Oh, yeah.
And so we never uploaded it. Maybe at some point we will. It's kind of been like one of our episodes that's sort of in the vault. Like, if we start to run out of material because for whatever reason we can't get together.
Yeah.
Like, at some point, it's kind of in our back pocket. So I'm not quite blackout drunk right now. So I think this would be much better. The one we did before wasn't exactly, it wasn't our best work. Let's put it that way. One day maybe we'll let you guys hear it. But for now, this is what you're going to get. This is take two of this, and we expect this to be a lot better. And we hope it's better anyway.
Yeah, as good as a drunk wrestling history podcast can be with a watch-along.
Exactly. So if you guys want to watch along with us, we're starting the match at, it's on the network. You know, if you have WWE Network, if you watch it on YouTube or some other shit, I can't give you a time code. But on WWE Network, we're starting at 1 hour, 29 minutes, and 31 seconds is where we are. So we're kind of just before the intros to the match. So if you're going to watch it with us, take a second, put me on pause, and get queued up. 1 hour, 29 minutes, and 31. See, I am drunk. 1 hour, 29 minutes, and 31 seconds. Get queued up to that. And we'll tell you when to hit play. And we're going to start this in just a second.
Yeah, and grab a beer, too. Chill out with us for a little
bit. Grab a beer. Oh, my God. Yeah, this match is way better when you're drunk. I'm not like the... I'm actually, for a guy who does a drunk podcast, I'm not the biggest wrestling drinker. Like, I don't usually drink when I'm watching wrestling. I pretty much never drink when I'm watching new wrestling.
Right.
You know, like, I don't get drunk and watch a pay-per-view.
But when you're watching it back...
Because I have a hard time following it. But some of the old school stuff, especially some of the old ECW stuff... that's what you want to watch when you're drinking. So yeah, go grab a fucking beer, shot of tequila, get queued up to 1 hour, 29 minutes and 31 seconds and come back to us. And we're about ready to do this. Are you guys ready?
Dude.
Let's do this.
All right. So we are all hitting play right now on, if you guys are queued up with us, I'm going to count us down. 1, 2, 3, hit play.
Boom.
I think I probably have it up too loud. So
I mean,
right away, it's
cool.
I'm
just going to watch it quiet. But yeah,
I'm going to have a little bit of audio, and hopefully the mic picks up a tiny bit of that. So right away, it's already cool because it's at the Manhattan Center, right? Which is where they used to do Raw for the first, I don't know, year or so.
Right.
Raw was there every week. I don't know if you know that, Adam. But
yeah.
Raw was at the same place. Okay, yeah. And so here comes Mike Awesome. And Mike Awesome is a fucking beast, dude. What was he, about 6'6"?
Foot 6'7", I believe.
Foot 6. It's actually,
it's like a
his
heavier
song
Matt
cool.
Morgan build or so.
Yeah, like stocky.
Yeah,
but
he was
but
like
more
a, yeah.
mobile.
Right. Oh my God. Way more mobile. Mm-hmm. Yeah. His song actually, the lyrics of his song say how tall he is. And I think it says 6 foot six. And I used to know all the lyrics, 6 foot six probably, and full of pain or some shit like that. But like little tiny arena, they could have done this in a big ass arena too. I don't know. I wonder if the company didn't think they could put it in a big arena.
Yeah, probably.
Or they just did it here because it was, or they just did it here because just an
just an homage of ECW. Yeah,
I think both of those.
Yeah, this is an ECW crowd that they brought. I mean, not this isn't a wrestling crowd. This is an ECW crowd. I would say that's
different. And you know what? You're totally right because you see some of those old school ECW guys, right? Yeah. You see Faith No More guy. You see Vlad. You know, some of those guys are actually there, like mm-hmm. original EC. I don't know if you see Hat Guy or any of those cats. But you know, this is also a New York crowd because ECW would go to New York all the time, too. Mm-hmm. So, like, you know, a lot of these people were at the actual ECW shows, you know, the original.
John Finnegan is your referee.
So now you got... Go ahead.
John Finnegan is your referee. Now they're shoving right off the bat. And the best part is during introductions, the Raw staff up top turned their back on Mike Awesome being introduced in the ring. And Mike Awesome
right,
with Christian the belly.
And all those guys.
Overhead, yeah. Belly to belly. And now Awesome on the apron. Tanaka.
Oh, well, I'm a couple seconds behind you, but this will work.
Okay. So Awesome just went up over the top, gave Tanaka a shoulder block, and now just did a dive over the top rope on a Tanaka.
Now the dive. Okay, I just caught up to you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, dive. Yeah, like, so we're 25 seconds into the match, and 6'6" Mike Awesome is diving onto Masato Tanaka.
Over the top rope.
JBL.
Easily concussion-worthy right off the bat.
Yeah.
Oh, totally. Right into the barricade. They don't have that padded barricade that they have now. It's a straight steel barricade.
Yeah. And he's popped the WWE roster up top as well.
Yeah, JBL's already liking it.
Oh, yeah, he loves it. He loves it. Now, Mike Awesome's been thrown into the crowd.
Right. He's over the barricade. Security went over there with him.
Here comes Tanaka.
Tanaka's got a chair. Jesus. Boom! Ran the entire length of the ring.
In his head!
Jumped at Awesome, smacked him in the head with the chair. Like right away, like it's like we're about a minute and a half into the match, and they're chair shots to the head.
You're like, why do they hate each other so much? What happened?
Yeah, dude, Mike Awesome might have fucked Tanaka's wife or something.
I think Mike Awesome's already torn his bicep.
Yeah, Awesome. Tanaka's arm is all taped up, probably like presumably from like. Imagine Japan where his arm is lit on fire or something, or they put like electric eels on his arm or something. It's like already Awesome picks up a table and he's like, he's carrying the entire table around. Like he's not sliding it around like normal people do because he's 6 foot six.
Right.
He's lifting it up. He sets it up. So it's one side of it is on the floor. The other side of it is draped over the barricade. And then he gets on the apron and now they're beating the shit out of each other.
Awesome's outside
with Awesome
the
on
ring.
The apron and Tanaka inside the ring.
Yes.
At this point, with the anticipation of now getting to that table, there's still way too many outside the apron, just like those paparazzi at that one Mania.
Fuck. Right, here goes the Awesome Bomb. Awesome Bomb from the apron through the table on the floor. So right now, like, honestly, I've seen this match, like we said, probably 50 fucking times. I thought this happened like 10 minutes into the match. Because you don't do this 3 minutes into the match.
Yeah.
You wore him down first. Yeah.
Yeah, it's insane.
You wore him down like a seal first.
Right, or just like you pull out the big spots at the end, but like by the time you get to the end of this match, this wasn't the big spot. He dropped him right on his fucking head, and JBL is in love with this.
Now Awesome's about to give Tanaka a splash. He just super fight splashed Tanaka inside the ring. He's
300 pounds.
What, 6'7", and he just splashed a dude.
So incredibly mobile.
Tanaka kicked out.
It's crazy.
Because God forbid this match end now.
Oh, hell no.
JBL loves this match.
The Raw SmackDown rosters are standing up. JBL's got a beer. Edge is having a good time.
Yes, that's how you should watch this match. Celebrate it.
Yeah. Yeah, so Awesome goes for a pile driver.
Power Tanaka, bombs the fuck out of
does
Tanaka.
A backdrop, and it's... They do some shit, and somehow it ends up with Tanaka getting powerbombed.
A wicked-ass powerbomb. Oh, the Raw
like
crowd loves it.
Yeah, a stiff powerbomb.
Even Maven on his feet. Coach
loves it. Oh, yeah. Maven's having a great time.
Oh God, Maven.
Coach is in an ECW hockey jersey or Raw hockey jersey, whatever the hell it is.
Awesome has grabbed a chair now. He's inside the ring with it. Oh, here we go. Unprotected chair shots.
Yeah.
Chair shot city.
Tanaka has a chair too.
Fuck. Oh. I mean,
that thing's real.
Two unprotected
chair shot number two. You're hulking up on
three
chair shots.
Chair shot number three.
Dented chair shots. And he's still
chair
hulking
shots
up.
In a row.
He's gotten up. He's standing up. He's in the corner.
He doesn't even care. He doesn't care about the chair shot.
No.
I don't know if it's.
Here's Diamond.
I mean,
Doug.
It's not a, at this point, it's not adrenaline. He's running on electric eels by now. And I'm going to get shit for that, I'm sure.
Yeah, Tanaka just hit a stunner off the top rope. And now he's got one chair. He's putting awesome. What's he do? Oh, this he's going to do
a tornado
he's
DDT.
Setting up a DDT. A top rope DDT onto two chairs.
Just hit a tornado DDT onto two chairs. One, two, and a kick out. Because God forbid, again, this match end now.
And he's already
right, but that should
and he's
that
torn
should not
open.
Only be a, not only should that be a three count, that should be like a hospitalization. What? And he just says like basically a concerto to
he
him.
He concertoed him.
But
yeah,
also
so
the
Awesome's
way it's
down,
positioned, I mean, you could also break his arm.
Oh, Tanaka's
Awesome's down with
Jesus.
A chair over his face.
Tanaka
comes
bleeding.
Off the top rope with a chair onto the chair onto his face.
Oh.
Two count.
Tanaka's bleeding from his shoulder. Just gave him a basic Macho Man flying elbow drop with a chair under his arm. Onto
right,
Awesome.
So whatever that bandage is it's a wound. It's not a. It's not like a. He doesn't have a sprained shoulder. He's like been cut open.
Oh, it's time for Suplex City for Tanaka and a spear onto the chairs.
Yeah, so Awesome hits a belly to back. Tanaka just gets right up and charges him, and Awesome hits with the fucking spear.
Like
and immediately
two,
starts picking
a
up
really
chairs.
Really close range one, but he still got a good hit on it too.
Now, Awesome is going to the top rope with a chair in hand. And leaps off unprotected chair shot from the top rope
speed,
to the top of Tanaka's
geez.
Head.
Straight to the head. Tanaka's brain has
what
to look
fuck?
Like Slimer at this point, right? Now Awesome's going for another table. The crowd at this point is on fire.
JBL
looks like
is losing
can't believe
it.
What's going on.
JBL
yeah,
loves this.
He's having a great time.
Yeah.
The crowd, everybody in the arena is standing. Like, and this is what, match four?
This is the prelude to the
no,
main event,
I believe.
No, this is
six.
Oh, okay. It was right before the main
this
event.
This is
I
six
so.
Of seven.
Yeah.
It should have been the fucking
according
main event.
To, let me see.
So Awesome goes to slide the table in the ring. He breaks the legs off of it, and he gets another table because this is WWE. There are tables everywhere.
And here's the best part. Security helps him throw it in.
Yeah, security helps him. This time he throws it over the top rope because he's 6'6" and can do that.
Right.
And security is also 6'6" and they help him.
He's setting up the table now. JBL loves this match. He's been standing the whole time.
Yeah, Orlando Jordan's having a good time, too.
Oh, he loves it.
So Awesome's got Tanaka in the corner. He's putting him on the top rope with the table right behind him. I think JBL's drunk.
Oh!
Tanaka with the tornado DDT off the top
through
rope
the
through the table.
And a two count.
And the crowd goes crazy.
We love this match.
Yeah, two count. Like, that should be, you shouldn't
How?
See Tanaka for about, or you shouldn't see Awesome for about 3 to 4 weeks after that.
Right. JBL cheering again.
But it's easy.
And it didn't seem like when he landed, there would be any part of his shoulders that would help break the fall. That was like just full on head that broke the table.
Okay, so you need to know the table that's left in the ring. There's a huge piece of metal protruding from it. Here's where Tanaka almost dies.
Keep note of that.
Right, so the metal rail of the table is still right by in the,
sticking
by the corner
straight
in the same
up.
Spot. Sticking straight up. Tanaka goes to the top row. Awesome comes up there and boom.
Jeez.
Awesome hits him with a power bomb. Which
almost
I don't even know how to describe it.
You're less
Awesome
than 12 inches away from that. My God.
Almost brained him on that
Awesome
piece
has
of metal.
His back, Awesome has his back to the ring. Tanaka's facing the ring on the top rope. Awesome hits him with a powerbomb onto the table.
Like a reverse powerbomb.
Metal
almost.
Rail sticking straight up and just barely misses it. He almost killed him.
Dude, you're talking inches. Almost fucking put his head through that steel, whatever, the metal rod.
Inches. And it's a situation where you're like, is Mike Awesome that good at what he does, or did he just not care if he kills Tanaka? Legit.
I don't think either one of them gave a fuck at this point. They're like, neither of us are ever working for WWE again, so fuck it. Let's go out and tear the house down. If one of us dies, we die.
Let's do a shoot murder.
Yes. If we die, we die.
Yeah. So Awesome's outside the ring setting up another table. So we're on table like four.
Scooting the crowd back too.
Yeah, he's pushing the barricade back with his back. He's
knocked the entire
back.
First row back.
Yeah, Vladimir is there.
Faith No More
guy's
there.
Pushing them out of his way.
Faith No More guy was out there.
Faith No More guy's there. So he's got a table set up on the floor. He's back in the ring with Tanaka.
Awesome in a
powerbomb.
He's
going for a powerbomb now.
Tanaka kicks out.
Right. Yep.
Nope, you don't kick out. Awesome with another powerbomb.
He goes for another powerbomb. And there he goes. It's actually not a powerbomb. It's a razor's edge.
From the ring to the outside of the floor. And
now, oh!
Fuck. Dude. Oh, my God.
Dive.
What was that? That was a suicide dive or a diving elbow or something. Jesus.
It was just a dive, like, head first. So Awesome hit a razor's edge from the ring to the floor through a table onto Tanaka.
Yes.
And then he immediately dove onto Tanaka head first, like just a flying headbutt,
yes,
type thing. The referee comes out there, counts on the table.
Slaps three on the table.
1, 2, 3, Mike Awesome wins. The table's still falling apart. Hits Mike Awesome in the head after the match is over. The whole thing was insane. Awesome's getting up. Tanaka looks like he's
out.
Definitely going to the hospital.
So here's the best part. Now they go to the replay. The razor's edge to the outside through the table. Awesome up over the top rope, diving onto Tanaka. 1, 2, 3. Now wait till we go back to the live shot. Watch what's happening in the ring. Power bombing the referee for no fucking reason.
Right on his neck.
Poor
too.
Finnegan taking a fucking possible career-ending injury.
Yeah, and I don't know if that was just Awesome. Maybe Awesome was tired at this point and couldn't get him up all the way, or maybe it was Finnegan.
Dude.
Couldn't, you know, turn himself over all the way.
Either way,
maybe dropped him right on.
Maybe it wasn't the
neck.
Intended finish. That could be one thing.
Oh no, that was the finish.
No, it was
dude.
Definitely
that was. Okay.
It was definitely the intended finish, but it just one of them botched it. I just don't know which. And Awesome gets right the fuck out of there. He doesn't stick
easily.
Around and show off or anything. He's peace out, bitches.
Yep.
I don't get paid by the hour.
I'm out.
That dive, he doesn't get a lot of air on that.
Nope. He doesn't need a lot of air. He's 300 pounds.
And foot 6'7".
Or just the dive on it, it looked like a pretty much, even though he went over the rope, that looked like a straight shot. So,
he
fucked him
up, dude.
Great execution on that part.
Yeah.
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 I can't recommend that match enough.
What?
I can't recommend that match enough. When you're hanging out with your buddies,
oh my God,
put that on.
It's legit. It's not. It's far from the best match of all time.
Oh gosh, yeah.
But it's legit one of the most entertaining matches of all time. Like, you will.
It's nonstop.
You will never watch that match and not enjoy it.
It's fun,
especially if you've had a drink or two.
Oh,
it's just, it's just fun to watch. I mean, they beat the fucking shit out of each other.
Yes, they did.
Fucked each other up. Like, I mean, it was just violent as hell.
And I loved every minute of it.
Me too. It's loved it. Yeah. Yeah.
I thank you guys so much for always putting this one on. Whenever there's a gathering, it's fun.
It's,
it
yeah,
really
totally.
Is.
You're always here. Yeah, you're always here. Like, you're the one person not drinking.
You're all
we're fucked up.
You're always listening to Iron. You always put on Iron Maiden. You always put on Dax Shepard, Kristen Bell, Africa. And you
Carissa does that.
And you always put on this match. I could vouch for all of those things. And this match is great.
I also put on Spice Girls videos for you.
I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, it's a great match. The whole pay-per-view is great. I think we definitely got to do... We have to do a
review.
Episode where we review the pay-per-view.
Agreed.
Agreed. Yeah, this one night stand and then...
Yeah, I mean, it was off the fucking hook.
I don't know about the second one night stand they did after this, but this one was like...
This one.
Like a great reunion of ECW, not for the fact that they could afford to bring it back, but they really brought back the ECW product that went with it.
Yep.
Absolutely.
They did.
Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah. All right, well, I think we're ready to wrap this episode up.
Oh, yeah. All right, so just let us know what you think of this match. Do you think it is worthy of this whole, like, you have to watch this match every time, and what other matches would you recommend while under an influence safely, but still, yeah, we always want to hear those recommendations and episode ideas. So please let us know about that. It would be on Twitter and a few of our other social media handles. That's wrestling_drunk. Just let us know, and we'll see what we can do to get an episode like that on, and we'll definitely feature our opinions on the content. So with the legendary Extreme Drunk historians, Eddie and Scott, I'm Adam, reminding you to enjoy your buzz, watch wrestling responsibly, drink like nobody's watching, wash your hands, stay 6 feet apart. That way someone doesn't spear you or throw you into a jacked up metal sticking out table. Otherwise, and we got Kiss invading us once again. So, thank you for joining us. 1, 2, 3. Oh my God!
Dive.
Cheers.